We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A drink, because this is Hangover Time.
Well, guys, I don't know what to say. You know, today was a rough day for I think a lot of us. You know, myself more than anybody. You know, throughout the last, I would say, month and a half. You know, maybe even longer. My mentions have been on fire. People are very mean to me and our overweight starting point guard. And I think today's the day I realize that this is all this motherfucker's fault. And he was worse than Udonis Haslem, who I believe is my grandmother's age, who left World War II Italy. I don't know how he didn't have more turnovers. He was minus 17, which feels honestly like good considering how bad he looked on the floor.
He escaped Mussolini.
Alex Mussolini.
Was that about at me or?
He was the reason they lost today. It wasn't, you know, we can make excuses and we can like filter out. Deadman didn't even play. They didn't play Dwayne Deadman. And I thought that, wow, what a win. They're not going to win then. And no, Kyle Lowry is the new Dwayne Deadman. He's the new mechanic. And
minus 17.
Minus 17. No, yeah, it's over, guys. It's done. I think this man's cooked. Take me out, Brass.
Well, wow.
Yeah, if you want to follow up on that. That was somber.
Bam Adebayo's an all-star.
Two times.
Hell yeah.
Two times.
Hey now, he's an all-star.
Two times. Killing him softly with his song. With his jumper. Two-time all-star. Hey! Listen. Oh, look at the lovely graphic. Bam Adebayo. Two-time All-Star, legit 20 and 10. Not 20, not 19.8 and 9.9. Legit 20 and 10, dude. Bam Adebayo's a goddamn All-Star. He has been the best player on the Miami Heat this season. Tonight, what, 32, 9 and 3? Like, every crucial shot in the fourth quarter, and they came up short. Yes, I know. It's a fucking one regular season game on a goddamn Thursday night in January, February, whatever you want to call it. It's Black History Month. Shout out to all my black people. I don't give a fuck. Bam Adebayo is an all-star, and he motherfucking deserves to be. He has been the best player on the Miami Heat this season. Somebody got him, oh, he's better than Jimmy Butler? No, he is not a better player than Jimmy Butler, but he has been the best player on the Miami Heat this season. The Miami Heat are a sixth seed. You know, only like half a game up on the Knicks right now. Doesn't matter. They're still a sixth seed. Bam Adebayo is a motherfucking all-star. He got the nod tonight. He motherfucking deserves it. Kiss my ass if you think all the way. Oh, he's not a max player. He's not a... Shut up. Like, tonight he showed you. Give that man the ball in the fourth quarter. Ain't gonna do something. Now, maybe maybe Coach Bolstra do not play the worst motherfucking lineup I've ever seen in my goddamn life at the end of the third quarter. Like, Haywood Highsmith was the best player on the floor for the Miami Heat at the end of the third quarter. Like, what was that fucking lineup he was playing? But anyway, Bam came in. They made a run. They made a show of it in the fourth quarter. They got close. You're on the road in New York. The Knicks are playing well. Like, we want to make fun of the Knicks. The Knicks are bad. The Knicks are shit. The Knicks are a decent team. They lost a game by 2 points. They made a game of it. All right? Listen. And they play the same game they've been playing for fucking 8 weeks now, where there's multiple games over 500. They just, like, they play these close games. They grind it out to the end. And they out-execute other teams for the most part. Like, 70% of the time, they out-execute teams in this scenario. Tonight, they didn't. I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Welcome into the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time. If you're watching live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Miami Heat Beat, thank you. Send us your subscriptions. Send us your all the bits and all that other stuff. We love you. You guys are the best. If you're watching live on the Five Reasons YouTube page, we love you guys as well. But we're going to start transitioning back over to Twitch only. So please, you know, check us out on Twitch. If you're watching the replay on either the Miami Heat Beat or the Five Reasons YouTube page, we love you as well. But just make sure you subscribe and like the video. And if you're listening tomorrow morning on the Miami Heat Beat podcast stream, wherever you find your podcast, Spotify or wherever else, I don't know who's not using Spotify. Like, if you're still using like Podbean or them other shits, much respect to you. Either way, keep using Apple that Music shit, because that's where we make our money. Bring me out, brass. This is like the longest intro in the history of my.
I was gonna say that rant really petered out, and then it turned into a promo, and then
I
love it. Hey,
listen, Moose, I don't need your fucking critiques tonight. I'm annoyed. We lost to the fucking Knicks, all right? I don't need, you didn't do the promo right. Or I took too long. It was G's fault crying over Kyle Lowry. How you going to cry over fucking 3 points? Listen. We'll talk about Kyle in a minute. But his backup wasn't much fucking better. Okay, so that's been my entire point this whole time about Kyle Lowry. But anyway, Brass, listen, let's not belabor the point. Let's find out who kicked our ass tonight.
They kicked our ass.
Moose, who kicked our ass tonight?
Thank you for reading the private chat, Alf. I appreciate that. Listen,
I'm sorry. No,
I don't
sorry.
Have a who kicked our ass tonight.
Take him out, Brass.
Because...
Take him out, Brass. Take him out.
Yeah, take me out. Come on. Read the private chat. Damn.
Hold on. Let me read this. Wait. I want. Please go to me last. Oh, Kenny. Who kicked our ass tonight?
Oh, man. So, kind of, I shouldn't back up G, but it's just, I had this idea anyway. Father Time kicked our ass. And I think watching these last two games, just trying to see if there's validity to people doing a little corny shit where they're like posting Kyle's stats at halftime and all this other shit. I've been paying very close attention to him and just knowing the NBA history the way I know it. He looks like, and I don't say this to be mean or slander or something, he just looks like a guy whose body is telling him to retire. And it told him that in the playoffs when he hurt his hamstring, but with today's medicine, he tried to come back. It just felt like it made sense to come back. But just realistically, he's 36, turns 37 next month. Everybody can't be LeBron in that long. It's just kind of time for him to go ahead and just focus on his family and shit. And again, I don't say it to be mean, but I don't say it to be mean, but it's just like it happens to every player, and it just looks like it's his time. He's hesitant to shoot.
Go home and be a family man on Street Fighter shit.
He's hesitating to shoot. He's not taking the angles he used to take. It's just he looks like his body's not letting him do what he wants to do anymore.
What's the excuse for Gabe Vincent is what I want to know. It's just like we
Kyle's
body failed him because he's too old. What's Gabe Vincent's excuse?
Gabe Vincent's excuse is that he's Gabe Vincent, and I think
he had a bum ankle.
we just have to stop like trying to promote guys to situations they're not
so
ready
wait,
for.
So Gabe's still hurt. Okay. Because when he was hitting 27 points per game, I heard he was the next coming of Tim Hardaway. Anyway, Brass, who kicked your ass tonight?
Yeah, I think, well, it's fitting that on our first hangover time of Black History Month, that RJ Barrett kicked our ass. We deserve this. We deserve this for all Black History, all last Black History Month. And I don't know, maybe this Black History Month too. We'll see. Again, Alf writes the scripts. Okay, don't judge me. All right, I just produce the shit. This sucks. This really sucks. I was in Cleveland feeling fucking good, which is very hard to say about Cleveland.
Nobody's ever said that.
That last game was amazing, and to come to and see this, I'm so glad I didn't go tonight because I almost did. But I do want to mention, we do have a correspondent there this evening. Miss Tiffany Meeks is at Madison Square Garden. I'm sure just delighted to have witnessed that live.
Tiffany
tonight.
Meeks.
Can't hear you, Alf.
Oh, sorry, Brian. Great who show. Kicked our ass tonight?
I mean, read my handle.
Audio medium. Audio medium.
Wow.
Wait. This is Brian Goins, parentheses, Lowry equals weight.
One of the founders of the Heat Beat podcast that were still an audio.
Audio medium.
Let's just point out. Alf
minus 17 kicked her ass.
Alf just said we make most of our money on the audio only side. And the owner of the company says.
I can say that all we want. Wait till we go to Black in Time. Nobody's going to give a joke on the podcast.
Oh, no, you're not speaking that way.
By the way, it is Black History Month, and we will be going Black in Time tonight. You got anything else, Brian, or just Lowry sucks?
He's got two more games in a Heat uniform, hopefully.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Ooh, that's brutal.
Savage. Yeah.
G opened the floodgates, huh?
Yeah.
Frankie.
I apologize to all Heat fans for saying you had to apologize to Lowry earlier in the season.
Frankie, who kicked our ass tonight?
I love that the first game of Black History Month, RJ Barrett was just like, bring the white man to me. score. That was the whole strategy tonight. Quentin Grimes kicked our ass, man. That guy kept fucking hitting shot after shot. It was no surprise he hit the biggest shot of the night. Quentin Grimes kicked their ass. Random scrub he killed. He's pretty good. Heat fans won't know who he is, but he's too good to be a random scrub Heat killer.
Ah, that's random enough.
I'm going to piggyback on what Brass said. Every time RJ Barrett saw Tyler Hero, it was barbecue fucking chicken. That man had no shot whatsoever of stopping RJ Barrett. The only thing that could stop RJ Barrett was the civil rights movement. Like, that dude got wherever he wanted, whenever he wanted. Like, it was, I mean, I swear to God, like, you would think there weren't segregated water fountains or some shit. He was going wherever he felt like he needed to be. Brass, why are you?
I don't know. I don't know. No. I can't comment on any of this.
Frankie, that's not funny.
February. We're not allowed to speak for this month. Listen,
Kenny, what do you think?
I got a take here.
Oh, well, go ahead.
You know,
go ahead,
it's okay. No, it's fine. It's fine. You know what? You guys are all being so negative tonight. Who kicked our ass? Kyle Lowry's over. Let me tell you something. Do you not understand what we saw tonight? We saw Miami Heat history, okay? Udonis Haslam, number 40, set a new rebounding record. The new career rebounding leader with 5,788. That's right, baby. Two more to the record books. Not only did he already have the record, but then he broke it and topped himself again. Every time he plays, it's a new record. This is history. Why are you guys so sad? We're witnessing the greatest Heat captain of all time redefine the record books every time he steps on the court. Who cares about Kyle Lowry and his fat ass that he's dragging all over Madison Square Garden? I'm kind of running out of steam. Wasn't expecting the full screen. What?
I feel like your retard is jersey behind you.
Well, you know what? It is going to go up into the rafters. The problem is this place is so small that technically
that
is
the rafters.
Can't go any higher. I can't jump. But anyways, take me out, Brass. Let's celebrate our captain, our warrior, Udonis Haslam.
Ron DeSantis taking away those history books.
Oh, no. What I'm saying is, you guys focusing on the negative and look at the positive.
That's funny. Udonis Haslam is so old that Ron DeSantis doesn't want us talking about him. Kenny.
Yeah.
Udonis is black history. Kenny.
Jesus, take me out of this.
So, yeah. I mean, the Miami Heat, they just beat Cal says first hangover time of Black History Month, and we've got Moose, Brian, Frankie, and Brass. Wow. It's
Listen,
true.
We're going to get Tiff on. We're going to get Tiff on in a bit.
Yeah. Oh,
we invited Vaughn. She couldn't make it.
Well, at the same time, we're getting Tiff on from Manhattan, so it counts, but...
And like honestly, there's a lot of jokes that can be made tonight that they can't laugh at. But Kenny... they beat the Cavs on Tuesday night. Like, that was a huge win, big win, because apparently I've been told that the Heat only beat bad teams without their stars. And tonight they beat the Cavs in Cleveland Tuesday night. Now tonight they go into Madison Square Garden. They lose by 2 points. It hurts. Kyle and Jimmy played terrible games, but overall, you know, the Heat are sitting in a pretty decent spot. Like, I'm looking at the standings, and yes, it's after halfway through the season. Now I'm looking at the standings. The 4 seed is not out of the question.
Right. So when they started during the game, they were 2.5 games behind 4, I believe, which honestly, that's probably going to go down tonight. But just overall, I think this Heat team obviously is good. If you like want to like be objective about it and not piss him on all day, but they lost to a good Knicks team. And I know we hate the Knicks being good, but the reality is they couldn't stop them. But it kind of makes sense, because over the past 10 games, I believe the Knicks are leading the league in offensive rating. So there's something there. And so I kind of take this loss with a grain of salt. I trust Jimmy to be better. I don't necessarily trust Kyle to be better, but Jimmy being better makes a huge difference. And so I'm not too worried.
Brass, they're 1.5 games out of the 5 seed. They're 3 games out of the 4 seed. And you're looking at a Brooklyn Nets team that without Kevin Durant, right? Like, they are vulnerable. But like, these are games like tonight, the Heat have to win. Games like the game against Charlotte, the Heat have to win. Now, for the most part, the Heat have been winning games since the beginning of December. Like, they're one of the best teams in the NBA since the beginning of December. But like nights like tonight, like, it just reminds you over and over again that despite the record, Miami has some glaring flaws. Like Orlando Robinson, okay? Like, let's put this in perspective.
Landy.
Orlando Robinson goes down with a thumb injury. That is a two-way contract guy. That is not even one of your roster guys, right? He goes out with a thumb injury, and now you have to play Udonis Haslam 10 minutes. Like, there are some glaring flaws in this team. Like, and at some point, we are getting very close to the deadline. Can we address some of this shit?
They gotta address something, because I can't handle this anymore. This is I can't even remember a season like this where every game goes down to the wire. And you don't even how many times has there been a blowout on either end? Maybe we blown out a team once, twice. Maybe we've been blown out once, twice. But that's about it. Every game, like, this wasn't as great before this season. I feel like, you know, like Obama when he got in, like, first day of office, and when he left, like, that's what Heat fans are like. That's why everyone is just fighting each other. Yeah, it's tiring. You can't sit back and just, like, enjoy shit. They have to – they got to make a move. They have some dead weights. We've seen enough.
And dead men's.
And exactly. It's so frustrating, because you said, you know, we're like easily within reach of a 4 seed. If you just could win these fucking games, we've seen so many of these games against even worse teams than this season. and they just let him slip away. And I'm fucking tired of it.
They've won so many of these games that they probably should have lost. Like, but, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like they have
a win is
point.
A win, man. When's a win?
They have a 3-point differential. They are the epitome of could go either way, Brian. Like, they are the living embodiment of could go either way,
yeah.
Might go either way. Shout out Crab Smart Peddler. They are just like the, I mean, they are what their record says they are. They're a little bit above average. They're not as bad as some people in Heat Twitter. Like, Heat, you would swear to God, these motherfuckers is 0-42 when you read Heat Twitter. And then there's some people on Heat Twitter that act like they're title contenders. Like, it's somewhere in the middle, right? They're slightly above average. But Brian, what I wanted to ask you is, like, you watch tonight. Mm-hmm. They don't have a backup center. And since this motherfucker threw a massage gun on the court, Dwayne Dedman has not played a minute. They did not have a backup center tonight. And they went to Udonis Haslem before Dwayne Dedman. To me, this has every signal of a guy that's about to get traded.
You hope so, right? Like, I feel like, oh, shit. I feel like at this point, like, they have to make a move or sign somebody and fucking take the luxury tax hit and hope you can, like, waive somebody towards the end of the season and do what they did with Ronny McGruder towards the end of the year where the Clippers saved the Heat from going to luxury tax because they just picked him up off the waivers. Like, I don't know. At this point, they need to do something because if he's going to be out for at least 2 or 3 weeks with a fractured thumb and you're not going to play Dedman, like a single minute, you're going to play Udonis Haslem. Haslem's going to go down if you're going to play him these heavy minutes. Like, 7 minutes is a lot for him.
So
I don't know. They're talking about a record. They got two games. They're lucky that they have like a 4-game break after this next game against Milwaukee on Saturday. So they have a 4-day like rest break before their next game, and then the trade deadline kicks in. So, like, can they make it work for 2 more games? Maybe. But you hope they win at least one of those two games. Because I feel like how are you gonna survive those non-bam minutes?
Because they didn't have to wait for the deadline.
Like, they don't.
I just don't get that part. Like, well, why can't there be a move now for Dedman?
Because usually what happens is these NBA teams, especially if you're going to try to make a trade where you're using him package for a bigger trade, you're not just trying to dump him off for just another veteran that's not really going to help you. I think personally, if you're an NBA GM, you're going to be waiting until the very deadline to see who gets the best bid in before the clock runs out. And then that's a trade you end up sending. So, personally, Miami doesn't have any leverage with Dedman at this point. They're just hoping to get rid of him and get somebody back that's useful in return using his contract.
Frankie,
I don't know if they can make that happen until Thursday.
Frankie, I seen Barry Jackson Barry Jackson's going through it this season. I mean, with all the teams. Like, I've never seen Barry so emotional. I don't know if there's other things going on in his life, but he's just been very emotional on my Twitter timeline. And he's saying that, like, basically the Heat are in fucking salary hell. And
talking shit about children.
Also doesn't like kid cashers. Like, just a mean motherfucker. Right. One of the things I didn't understand is, like, he's like, they got to get rid of Dedman, and now they won't have a backup center. What if they traded Dedman for another backup center? Like, I don't know why he's acting like whoever they trade Dedman for is just going to – he can't be over like 6'9".
Silva's off the fucking market because he's sleeping. Oh,
well, there we go. We've lost.
Legend.
But Frankie, like, back after the All-Star break. Is there something that you see out there like where Dedman could honestly turn into another backup center?
Well, first of all, if they Chris Silva met his mom already, so he's not worth much.
oh, Jesus.
Damn.
You guys are rough tonight. God.
He's still got a mohawk. I don't believe in him. I'm good.
It would be one of those trades, like the redacted for Ariza, like in some pick, some sort of something to make it valuable. They don't have much to offer. It's that they rely so much on those salary fillers. There are guys like Dedman that are just contracts for them, that they have no value for another team as a player. Maybe a team's trying to get a little bit below the luxury tax or something, and Dedman's a little bit better for them. But even that, it doesn't make much sense because the Heat are so tight against the cap too. Like OKC makes a lot of sense because they have the Heat's pick already, and the Heat can like probably maneuver something with the restrictions. There they have some guys that they might want to get rid of, like Mike Muscala. But I mean, does Mike Muscala excite you that much? He's been solid.
He excites me as a backup five.
Yeah, but those are the kind of guys like Deadman's contract. If it's just a one for one and a draft pick, those are the kind of guys you're looking at. Like, it's nothing special.
Okay, well, Frankie, I got something special.
Hell yeah!
Listen, one of our favorite segments with one of our favorite fucking people. We have a live correspondent at Madison Square Garden tonight. She's dodging rats, homeless people, bums, and niggas in Timberlands.
Not a nice way to
we have Tiffany Meeks live from Madison Square Garden in a segment we like to call Live on the Floor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey. Yo, look, I'm with some What's Heat up? Fans. I'm down in the dumps, y'all. I'm with some Knicks fans.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh.
They're killing you. They say you look like a Heat fan.
You look.
Yep.
So, hey, random ball guy. What part of Hialeah are you from?
Yeah, I'm about to say. That motherfucker runs a Circle K in Hialeah. I know him.
Yeah, I worked at Sedano's.
How was the game,
Tim? What's up? Man, I mean, it was bad and it was good and it was okay. And I was like, oh no. And I was like, yes, we right here. Oh no. That's how it was.
Pretty accurate. Yeah.
That's how it was. What's going on?
How'd you feel about Max Drew's performance?
I mean, y'all don't know how close I was to him. That's all I'm saying.
Like, restraining order?
Indeed. He was like, showed up for you. He was like, that's Tiff. Let me just move on over here real quick.
Yeah. He's a security. Listen.
Yeah, he did. Listen.
Tiff, tonight, the crowd Bam Adebayo. Was tight.
Oh, Bam. Oh,
yeah, drip man. Or drop, Bam Adebayo man. At the Garden.
Don't man. Disrespect the man.
Yeah, let's come on. We got to get him he got to get his own catchphrase. I'm sorry, because he showed us everything and then some. He carried them. I'm going to speculate. Something's not right with Jimmy. Some people say he was phoning it in. He didn't look right. He didn't look right after he fell at the beginning of the game. And then after that, he just didn't. He looked like he didn't have it. But Bam gave you everything. That's all I'm saying.
Tiff, the chat wants to know, yes. Are you wearing Tim's?
Am I wearing Tim's?
The chat is asking. The people are asking.
No, unless I'm stomping on some necks. I'm not wearing no Tim's. The hell? No. I live in New York. I am not New York. There's a difference.
They all also want to know what you're drinking tonight.
Yeah, no, clearly. Oh, what did you drink?
Man, I drank nothing. I mean, I had to actually watch the game.
Okay, we can talk later. I know what you did.
She was credentialed, man. Come on.
Right. I was hobnobbing. I was standing next to Spike Lee looking over the top of him. I mean, come on. I was right there.
You told him to do the right thing.
Did you go to the locker room in the press conference?
Them on stream.
Man, okay, so let's go ahead and cut to the chase. No locker room, and they did not come out for the press conference.
Who did he
get? Spo came out, said his little thing, left, waited. Cameraman said, yes, okay. He started packing his stuff up. He said, they ain't coming out.
Oh, they mad. They mad.
Players only meeting.
That's a players only meeting.
That's a players only meeting.
Yeah, he said Udonis has out.
It's happening, guys. It's happening.
Yeah, he said they ain't coming out. I said they ain't coming out.
That's a tip exclusive.
I was like, out, or just like, I need to wait a little bit. He was like, they just told me to pack up the camera. They ain't coming. I said,
they mad at Tyler for getting run over by RJ all night.
Man. RJ Tiff. RJ looked at him and saw freedom.
Tiff, man. Tyler said his Black History Month. I can't stop this man from getting what he needs. You know what
I gotta let him get his reparations off. And he did. I said, RJ going right. He never went right in his life. He saw Tyler and was like, watch this.
Tyler was like Viggo Mortensen in the Green Book.
Ooh, you wrong.
Wow,
for that.
That's a stream beat joke if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. You wrong for that.
I've also never seen it, so I don't know.
But let me. You don't need to. Yeah. But let me ask you a question. I live in New York. There's a CVS on every corner. Julius Randle can't get a comb. Like,
oh,
I don't understand
God.
What's happening. Yo, I
got no Rite Aids no more.
Yo, I thought he was the descendant of Morgan Freeman. He looked so bad. I said, this man. Man, yo. We lost, though.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Multiple chances, too. Multiple chances.
We did.
I should have sent you out there with a relaxer kit.
Man. It'll probably burn. He's been scratching his scalp all night. That's a Black joke if y'all don't get it. It's Black.
He got a whole New York City rat in his hair. Like a legit.
I do want to be honest. Like, he's past the point of the comb being able to fix him. Like, the comb don't stand a chance against that shit.
No.
Can you imagine how that sounds?
He needs them yard.
It was not like 4th of July. He tried to comb that shit.
What's the thing you edge the part of your grass with?
You need a pitchfork.
Just saying. But listen, all I know is, man, something going down. They ain't come out. I don't know.
I don't see any of the. I'm looking through the Twitter accounts for the beat writers. No one's reporting anything about this.
They're watching. Yeah,
we got the tip exclusive. Fuck you talking
unless
about?
They, listen, exactly. Unless they come, if they don't come out 2 hours from now, because homeboy packed up. He said, they told me to pack up my camera. I said, am I leaving?
They might come out later. If they're doing a players only, they could still come out, but they might not come out for very much later.
Tiff,
or they'll take the fine.
It's not like
it. Tiff, go see if RJ leaving with his 40 acres and a mule. He got this shit off of Tyler's back tonight.
The crowd was chanting for him. I said, y'all fancy in here. Okay. Y'all got fans and whatnot.
This is what I want to say about the no press conference thing. Shout out to Tim for the free tickets and no work. You gotta always appreciate that.
Good shot.
You've got her reparations from Ethan tonight.
I sure did. I had my feet up. I said, I got arm room to stretch. Y'all, I was walking through that like I was like somebody. this old man said, excuse me, kid, but you can't be out here. I turned around. I said, kid, I got a whole mortgage, son. What's happening?
Said, I grew up with RJ Barrett. I'm a grown man.
What did I miss? Anything I need to chime in on that y'all talked about the game?
No, we G opened up the show apologizing for his Kyle Lowry fandom.
So I do want to ask Tiff this because you saw it up close and personal. Because I came to the conclusion that Kyle's body's just telling him it's time to retire. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it is. I honestly, I'm not gonna lie, and I'm being real, real. He looked bad. He looked real
yes,
bad.
Another Tiff exclusive. He looked bad.
But I do genuinely think it's just his body's just like he has nothing left.
Yo, he had like it's like that first 2 minutes of the game he can sprint and spurt and just this and that, and then all of a sudden he just slows down. And when I saw Grimes or whatever that kid's name is drive past him Quentin. Like three times, Quentin, three times in a row, I was like, it's gonna be a long night.
Yeah, Kyle's just like the rest of us. To give you 2 minutes and that's it.
Whoa,
the rest
Freddy,
of us.
I meant we out of shape.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Tiff, you saw. You heard what I heard.
I heard.
I mean, no, I understand. Though, I'm just saying we got to bring it up in front of company.
Everybody have their off nights. It's cool.
Yeah, well, Calder had a few.
Calder got an off season.
I do feel bad. I feel bad for him, like, because that decline is happening right in real time. Yeah,
I think he need a goddamn break. Like, he needs like 3 weeks.
He had a break.
No, he does need a break. He needs to take like 2-3 years.
He was
off.
Hurt. It wasn't a break.
He need to go to L.A. in exchange.
Let's go to China. Go play in the China League or something.
China League.
Now, listen, hopefully if there is nothing happening and there's a players only meeting, maybe they get some things together. Maybe they figure it out.
Maybe they're trying to figure out this whole Netflix password situation. Well, they're on a long road trip, you know?
Maybe it's like dunking, a fucking like a game of Heat Survivor. They're like voting someone off.
That would be fun.
No,
yeah. Oh, that would be cool. That's not gonna be fun.
Who's the weakest link?
That's gonna be quick. You, Deadman, go ahead and.
I don't know. I think it's February. Duncan Robinson, I think, is the first one to go.
Y'all, speaking of Deadman, y'all, I'm trying to take pictures on the court. Who comes to the court? And he's like in my shot. Every time I turn around, that goes his face. Boom, 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 dribbling. Doing this, doing that, and I'm thinking to myself, if you only knew who I was.
Every time we hit a shot, you should be like, cease and desist.
You would have had to hit a shot though.
You've been out there all night.
Tiff don't get a chance to.
Yo, Tiff, it was so funny. Y'all,
you gonna stick around? You gonna stick around for our Black History segment?
Man, I mean, as long as the internet hold up, I'll hang around.
Well, let's do it now then.
I'll mute your mic because when you're on the phone, it'll bleep.
Yeah, mute me.
All right, you want to announce it, Alf?
Yeah, because listen, it's February, it's Black History Month, second year in a row. We felt like we had to do something because usually the majority of the show is black. Well, it is too, because we consider Brass black. So once again, Brass, don't worry about it. We'll talk about it later at the meeting.
Yeah, you play the saxophone. You black as hell.
Yeah, you players. Brass,
I don't play saxophone.
Your name is Close Brass enough. Jazz.
It's trombone. See, I'm white again.
But anyway,
that's the white one. Yeah.
Let's get to one of our favorite segments, Black in Time.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
Looking black in time.
Ray Charles was born Ray Charles Robinson, September 23rd, 1930 in Albany, Georgia. He was a pianist, singer, composer, and band leader billed as the Genius. Charles is credited with the early development of soul music, a style based on a melding of gospel, rhythm and blues, and jazz music. Ray began his music career at age 5 on a piano in a neighborhood cafe. He began to go blind at age 6 and had completely lost his sight by age 7. He left school at 15 to play the piano professionally after his mother died from cancer. Over his long, legendary career, Ray Charles was a recipient of many national and international awards. He received 13 Grammys, including a Lifetime Achievement Award in 1987. In 1986, Charles was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and received a Kennedy Center honor, and he was awarded the National Medal of Arts in 1993. Not just an accomplished musician, Charles appeared in several blockbuster films throughout his legendary career. Ray Charles's extraordinary story was the inspiration for many other blind artists that came after him, including the Blind Boys of Alabama, the great Stevie Wonder, and of course, referee Tony Brothers.
This was another edition of Looking Black in Time.
Yo, wow. When Jeremy. I saw Tony Brothers,
he had a cane.
Oh, God. That was the best one that we've ever done.
We're about to get another cease and desist from that.
All the five reasons people are like, what the fuck was that?
History.
I do want to point out something about Ray Charles, and I can give this award out because it is February. You got to, like, Ray Charles was a wild-ass nigga because, for him, like, he used to feel women's wrists to know whether they were attractive or not. Never touched their faces. It just didn't even matter. Like, hey.
Yeah, we saw the movie. Yeah,
just like, you could be ugly. Don't be fat in school.
If you got fat over your wrist bone, yeah, we all know what's happening right there.
Yeah.
Tiff.
Yes.
He's grabbing Kyle Lowry.
How you getting reception on the subway? Oh, you're on the bus.
I'm on the train.
You on the train? You got reception? Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. That was Black in Time. It's a anthology series that we've done the last 2 months. I thought Black History was banned in Florida. You're correct.
It's a loophole. I'm producing from New York.
Yeah. So we went around DeSantis' rules.
And the internet streams globally. So there you go.
Listen, we're at 40 minutes. We want to do a...
Hard 30, right? We said that.
I know. We went past 30.
Some people want an encore. Listen,
I think they've been playing well lately. I don't get all down about tonight. I'm not one of these people that like, oh my God, they lost to Charlotte. I'm going to kill myself. Like, y'all need to calm the fuck down, man. Like, literally, fucking keep shit in check. Like, all year, all year I've said there are 5 or 6 seeds. This is exactly who the fuck they are. Like, you guys need to all set, you guys set your expectations to a certain level, and then don't get all fucking frazzled over a loss to Charlotte. Like,
we played the Knicks.
Well,
we played the Knicks.
I know, but it was a Charlotte loss that everyone lost their shit over.
Oh, okay. Nice save.
I know. No. Listen, I know this is a Knicks loss. But, like, the Knicks are... Okay, you lost by 2 to the Knicks in Madison Square Garden.
Without,
like,
Brunson. While Bam was having...
No one would have a doesn't count.
We'd have Kyle Lowry.
Are we going to keep doing this shit?
You're coming back soon.
No, but you know what, though, Alf? I will say, though, Alf, this loss was pretty bad because the Heat savior Cam Reddish was on the bench also. Like, they didn't have to deal with him. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, Twitter Kenny's legend. Arguing with people that say Cam Reddish going to turn the season around. Speaking of turning the season
with
around,
Cam Reddish.
Let's turn the show around.
Cam Reddish burgers.
With one of our favorite segments, looking around the NBA, what they doing?
Higher?
Over we there. Got that right, Brian?
Trade Moose.
Yep.
What they doing over there? They doing over there?
I need that ringtone. I need that ringtone.
All right, what was this pass from Draymond here?
Ooh,
no, that was a dope pass. Like,
yeah, that's nice.
One shoe and then a behind the back. Oh my God, that's awesome. Nice wishes.
You're bored with basketball. Tired of winning. Yeah. Gotta mix it up.
That transition.
That was pretty Oh, one of the worst lob passes Pelicans. In the
maybe,
of the NBA.
Maybe the Pelicans, too athletic.
I've seen Kyle do that three times a game. That's
not old news.
What is Harden doing here? What the fuck is that? He got what he deserved.
That man finally decided to play defense.
Oh my god. The NBA.
People playing for their lives, just their livelihood.
Crazy stories.
Ain't one of my friends got kicked by a kangaroo.
A little bit of fashion, a little bit of movies.
I'm just going to wear what I always wear. Because I'm always
live. At the end of the movie, ETS has to go home.
A little bit of business.
Slow progress is better than no progress.
And with this we're
cancel all podcasts.
Stay locked in.
Stay locked in.
I've never seen this.
He's the biggest scrub in the family.
The NASA is coming out with his own finale.
Hey, bro, you better get this together. That receipt in the airline. Look, he's mad. Look at him. You sick.
Fuck that dude. He's got to be a man and do that shit behind a keyboard.
Yeah.
Can't do it to an actual face like that.
Oh, my God. What? Yo, why are the Lakers so dramatic?
They're the most dramatic team in a game with the Celtics.
It's something about the LeBron.
The Lakers are like if a bunch of drama kids put together a squad.
Yeah.
And here's LeBron just slamming into Brunson.
Steamrolling.
CTE.
Look
at that. Yeah, when someone taps LeBron.
This is for you, Cleveland.
Cleveland, this is for you.
The best part about that,
him doing linebacker drills.
The referees apologized for that foul call.
Oh my
he
god!
Traveled before that.
Yeah,
true.
Look, he traveled
one
for sure. He does get that's a foul.
He traveled first.
But this is the most hilarious part.
Oh yeah,
this is the most hilarious part coming up here.
This was amazing.
Patrick Beverley's a fucking gift. I'm just gonna say this season he is fucking killing it in the memes this year.
You know that's gonna be like a legendary highlight. Like that will outlive him.
Just incredible.
I think the thing about Pat Beverley is he's so old school. Like, he didn't go to look for somebody's phone that had a video. He's like, who got a camera?
Who's got the Canon?
Which one of y'all got a camcorder?
You know, I got to say something. So I was in Cleveland the last few days. And
sorry.
I want to say.
Sorry.
You know, I kind of understand Cavs fans burning jerseys now.
It's cold?
Keeps them warm. Yeah. And there's just nothing else to fucking live for out there. I will say it's actually kind of a fun place to visit. They got some cool museums. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's fucking awesome. They have the Christmas Story House. That was fucking unbelievably cool. I grew up on that fucking movie. It was great.
Did you not upload the pictures of you at the Christmas Story House?
I didn't want to do it for this. People don't need to do a fucking
PowerPoint.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. And then I went up to, I saw the Pro Football Hall of Fame. On the way, I did go to Akron to see the birthplace of one of the greatest NBA players of all time, Steph Curry. and then, just kidding, we went up there and we saw someone who is one of the best in their field. An absolute killer went to their childhood home, Jeffrey Dahmer, who lives like 3 minutes from there.
You slay
Netflix superstar.
Yeah, and then we went to the LeBron's high school and St. Vincent St. Mary. We saw the I Promising, all that shit, and saw his mansion. That is just is he ever there? Because why? Why would he ever go there again? It's fucking Cleveland. There's nothing there. It's a ghost town. Oh, Akron. Yeah, no, it's a beautiful place.
Like, who goes back to Akron?
I don't know. But imagine losing LeBron twice.
Woof. Yikes.
We lost him once. We still haven't recovered.
Nah.
Fucking draft picks for his fourth, fifth, and sixth year.
Yeah, that's the worst part. That's the worst part.
Not one, not two.
Not two.
That man gave us the best napalm and said, fuck this, I'm out.
But you saw what he did talking about, that's the best player in the draft. I can't. People wonder why we don't like LeBron.
He's the worst. He's the worst.
He knew what he was doing.
And it's those draft picks for that extension. I mean, us draft Shabazz Napier.
He also told Kyle not to come here. So I mean, is he the worst?
He also stopped.
That was when Kyle was good.
That was prime Kyle.
See, that what bothers me more is stopping Pau Gasol.
The worst part is that, like, I went on the Five on the Floor podcast and I owned Ethan over the whole Kyle Lowry debate just for Kyle Lowry to spit in my fucking face over the last few games.
Did,
like, just,
and not only
like,
did he spit, he hawked.
It was a little bit of snot in there. It was disgusting.
Yeah. He went back deep. He fucking got all back. Like fucking like a Kyle fat Hawkman. Boy doing beatbox. And just spitting in my fucking face. Fucking Kyle Lowry.
So next game, we got a couple games on the road trip left.
No, honestly, that Cavs win was huge. Tonight sucked. Like, tonight would have been a really good game to get. But what are they playing? Milwaukee on Saturday? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Milwaukee, Indiana, and then it gets a little soft before it gets difficult again. Right before the break.
Dude,
we had to get Indiana right as Tyrese Halliburton comes back.
Yep.
But I will say the most important thing that came from tonight is that Bam Adebayo is an all-star.
Hey, now. Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Two times.
Like, it literally is the most important thing that came from tonight. Like, this season, okay, Brass, I want the solo shot.
Whoa.
Get myself together. I know because I'm the Heat positivity guy. Al doesn't think the Heat in the front office can do any wrong. I'm gonna share with you guys a very personal admission. This is hard to do. The Heat aren't winning a title this year. Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's hard to hear. The Heat aren't winning a championship this year. I know. Coming from me, it's hard to hear. It's like, Alf, you're the last bit of positivity left. Like, if you've given up, I mean, there's no hope left. I understand. But the Heat are not winning a title this year. Everyone just needs to wrap their heads around it. And that's okay, guys. It's okay. It's okay to enjoy sports and your team, even if they're not going to win a championship. But what I will say, the moral of the story is, the most important thing is, Bam Adebayo's an all-star. Like, find the little things. This is a life lesson, okay? Find the little things in life, the small things, things you can hold on to. Dwayne Dedman sending us a cease and desist right before his fucking whole brand goes in the toilet. It's hilarious. It's a little thing to hold on to. Haywood Highsmith, me fucking talking shit about him all year, and him being one of the best shooters on a team, a little thing to hold on to, okay? And Bam Adebayo, as much shit as Heat fans talk about this man, that man is an all-star, a little thing to hold on to. These are the things, guys, right? We just take those things with us. In a year, they're not going to win a title. They're not. The best thing you can hope for is that, you know, they fuck up Milwaukee in the second round or the first round or some shit like that. They're not going to win a title. But Bam Adebayo is an all-star. Take me out, Brass.
Someone clip that so we can play down the receipt segment when we win the fucking title!